Many Americans are following the latest anthrax developments more closely than military action overseas. Justifiably or not, the threat of bioterrorism has rattled nerves in cities large and small across the country. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports on the reaction in one town in the Pacific Northwest.
Port Townsend, Washington is a postcard picture community of Victorian homes and faded brick buildings along a waterfront. It's a town of old hippies and old money, pulp mill workers and PhDs. On the tip of the Olympic Peninsula, a ferry ride from Seattle, it's close enough not to feel cut off, but far enough to feel out of the fray. And just like every town USA, Port Townsend is a little on edge these days. Beth Gehape is a freelance writer here.
I think it's the same as anything else I've heard about in the rest of the country. You know, our post office just closed down last weekend for a couple of days because somebody spotted powder on a couple of envelopes and terrified. I talked to the clerk the other day and she was teary-eyed as she told me how frightened they'd been. So, yeah, it's here too, sadly.
The post office looms large over this town, a massive stone building perched on a bluff. Today, it's back in business, but on Saturday, for the first time since it was built in 1893, it was evacuated, and a hazmat team arrived and removed two letters tainted with yellow powder. The building was reopened when the substance was found to be non-toxic. Postmaster Jim Espenson says he's never seen anything like it, but is determined not to panic.
We will get through it. We will find different ways of dealing with it. As they come up with ways to terrorize us, we will come up with ways to deal with it.
In communities across the country, people are finding different ways of dealing with it, just as they are here. From granulated sugar on a windowsill to a Mylar balloon in a backyard, hazmat teams, police, fire, and health departments have all been swamped with calls. Port Townsend Police Chief Kristen Anderson says people are understandably cautious.
It's like we need just so much, or can handle just so much drama and tragedy in our lives. And if there isn't enough drama and tragedy, we create it.
New fears have prompted both a turning inward and a desire for more information. People are buying books on germ warfare and Islam. They're buying gas masks, antibiotics, and videos on Afghanistan. They've been warned to be on alert. Here in Port Townsend, someone reported a suspicious person at a Korean-owned hotel. It was the owner. And there are calls about suspicious boats and planes. Boats and planes that have moved in and out of the port and nearby military base for decades. Philip Watness is the bureau chief here for the Peninsula Daily News.
I do wonder if we've created an environment in which we are fearful and, you know, edgy and stuff like that. It's like calling up 911 when the lights go out. It's, you know, let's be realistic.
But it's hard to avoid. The headlines of the larger papers in boxes along Main Street scream anthrax, and people are just plain worried, says Pat Perot.
I think that if you're not, you don't understand what's going on.
Perot heads up the North Olympic Human Rights Network here. She organized a public forum recently on building a community of hope in a time of fear.
Partly because of my age. I'm 69. So I remember World War II and Korea and, you know, the whole works. And I remember all those anxieties and what we did and whatever. I also remember, though, that in World War II there was this sense of do something, you know, to do things together, become conscious of your neighbors. Even in school, we used to do the get under your desks, all those things, which sound antiquated and whatever. But what they did do was give you a sense that all together we're sharing this stress load. And they gave you a sense of what can you do? And I find that really missing.
Until now. About 60 people showed up, despite the Mariners' playoff game, and talked about their fears, from anthrax to mandatory prayer in schools, their frustrations with intolerance and their own government, and their ideas. Barbara Bowen surprised herself and spoke about a recommendation she'd heard from a public health worker to put together emergency preparedness kits for the home and car and lists in the neighborhood of emergency contacts and skills.
It's just the first organizing thing for my block that I just am really excited about doing because I think that it involves everybody. I'm not trying to convince anybody of my opinion, you know what I mean, or to vote for my candidate. It's just helping each other and reaching out. I'm just actually excited about it and It's not something I ever would have thought of. It would not have occurred to me.
Here, as in other places, large and small, amidst the flag waving and the false alarms, a new kind of fear is producing, ever so slightly, a new sense of community. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Port Townsend.